Okay, good afternoon. My name is Kenny Huang. Here I'm giving the ASO update report. First of all, I would like to introduce the organization regarding to ASO and NRO. And basically, that's a conceptual map. NRO plus ICANN equivalent to ASO. And so the NRO fulfilled the role, responsibility, and function of the ICANN ASO. So who is it? Address Council, that will be the Number Resource Organization Number Council. And what is it? Number Resource Policy Advisory Body. And how is it organized? 15 members, 3 from each region, 2 selected at large, 1 appointed by IR Board, and also including IR and ICANN Observer. Terms of office, 2 years, staggers. And how does that do? Advise ICANN Board and select ICANN Board member. And we have select 2 ICANN Board member and select ICANN non-con committee member. So here's the list. You can check from the URL below to see there are 15 members from different region. So for ICANN Board member appointed by ASO Address Council, including Remita Beko and also Mohammed Diop. Mohammed, his term will be end of June this year. Basically, Address Council meeting including regular, right now is a monthly teleconference meeting, and we also have 2 annual physical meeting. The tentative physical meeting for year 2006 will be in April in Istanbul for REP 52 meeting, and the one in ICANN Latin America in November. Also, Address Council member participants, all kind of origin and community to get input from the community, including the IR policy meeting and also ICANN meeting. For recent Address Council activity, including respond to Board of WSI's information request and apprise ICANN staff of global policy proposal status. And right now, we also discuss the global policy proposal processing procedures. Also including ICANN strategic plan, review of website, review of document for translation into different kind of language, and also select ICANN board member. I'll also cover NRO number resource organization, easy communication, and other internal processes. So here is the ICANN strategic plan. You can refer to the NRO EC for the strategic plan issue paper from the URL list here. Also, we select ICANN board member. The call for nomination for ICANN board seat already issued on 5th of January this year. The nomination period will close on 4th of April, year 2006. Okay, here talking about IR policy development process that a lot of people already familiar with. So we go through the open process, no accreditation, inclusive, accessible, and transparent. That means document, publish, accessible PDP policy and procedures. We also perform bottom-up process. The internet community propose, discuss, and approve the policies. So the fulfill the cycle from needs to discuss and consensus implement in and evaluate. And thanks for Ray and for making the very colorful slide. That's a global PDP defined in the ASO MOU. From regional community, they define the policy. The policy making community, they define the regional policies. And different region, the 5 region, they integrate into a global policy submit to ASO. Then ASO AC go through the internal process and submit to ICANN. Once approved, that become a global policies. So that's the meeting agenda for year 2006. Like APNIC will be in May from 16 to 17. APNIC we are in Perth, and ARIN in Montreal, and LACNIC starting from in May 22 to 26, and RIPE 24 to 28 in Istanbul. So here is one example, like a global policy, INR2 IR IPv6 policies. Okay, I'll try to simplify. What's the proposed policy, including the minimum allocation? That would be 18 months of necessary space. The necessary unit size will be slash 12. Another criterion is allocation criterion. For example, like available space less than 50% of one allocation unit, or available space is less than 9 months necessary space, or spatial needs exist. So NRO and IR will make an announcement regarding to the updated website. So that also passed through different kind of factor analysis, including for minimum allocation and allocation criterion, including we consider conservation, aggregation, unique, neutral, impartial, consistent, and accountability. So let's cover what I mentioned in the whole life cycle from needs to discuss and get consensus in different IR and implement, including the impact analysis and liability analysis, and evaluate that will enable by statistical collection. So that's the status for AFINIC regarding INA to IR IPv6 allocation in AFINIC still under discussion. AFINIC adopted policy. IRIN adopted policy. NAMNI already adopted policy. RIP adopted policy. ICANN is to be adopted policy to be that was targeted in the first quarter of year 2006. That's the policy archive for all regions. You can check the URL here. And some information regarding all kind of community and their website. Okay, thank you very much.
Are there any questions about the Address Council report? Okay. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you.